One of the biggest initiatives Duncan has overseen in his tenure is the federal Race to the Top grant. Georgia won $400 million through the program in 2010. The state has used some of the money to develop a new teacher evaluation system, but officials had trouble sticking with the implementation timeline. Still, Duncan said he's encouraged by Georgia's efforts.
I think the state has worked really, really hard. I'm proud of the efforts. We're proud to be a good partner and to invest. But all the hard work is being done by great teachers and principals here around the state. And so we're encouraged by the progress. I think we're all trying to get better faster and figure out how we do that.
Georgia's Race to the Top grant ends this month. Students, however, will take new tests this year. Georgia Milestones aligns to the Common Core education standards and will replace a national test the state planned to adopt. Duncan didn't weigh in on the move, saying he trusts state education officials.
We think the appropriate role at the federal level is to ask folks to have high standards, to have a high bar, to make sure young people aren't graduating from high school and then taking remedial classes in college. We need to have high standards in the nation, and then how that gets assessed is best determined not by me or, frankly, anyone else in Washington. That's best determined at the local level.
After Washington High, Duncan's bus tour headed to Carrollton, Georgia. Then it's on to Alabama and Tennessee. Martha Dalton, WABE News.